This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Nolbury on a Bruins Thursday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by findmassmoney.gov, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Timeout Market. Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of Boston under one roof. Mike, it seems like the Bruins are not happy with the situation that Charlie McAvoy finds himself in, and that they find himself in. Does that not bode well for Four Nations going forward?
What are you asking me for? You just had the hematology expert, orthopedic expert, Lyndon Byers on. He's got all the freaking answers. Are they calling him for consultation on this matter?
You had the same experience that I did at one point and did an actual show with Lyndon Byers. What was that show called? Was it called Meatheads or something? Do you remember that?
Whatever it was, it didn't last very long. But I'll tell you this. We went to arbitration with Lyndon one year, the Bruins.
Yes,
I. And I was the one that presented the case. And to call it savagery is to underestimate its viciousness. I mean, he had no goals. He had no assists. He had no points. He had no ice time. He was out of shape. It was like, you know, just stand there, Lyndon. Let me shoot arrows at your body.
I believe that, if I remember correctly, he was not a fan of yours for a while after that.
That's too bad. That makes me want to cry.
But I think you guys mended fences.
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah. But Lyndon just didn't like to work regularly, as you know. You must have found that out at some point or another. It was not one of those things that came naturally to him. Yeah. Having a party was really at the top of his list, and he was very good at it.
Yeah, he was excellent.
Not like a good party, though, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah. Now he parties.
You guys talking about reality TV. If Lyndon in his prime, if you'd followed him around, would have made a great show.
Oh, 100%. 100%. So I don't know. You have been a Four Nations hater. I've been the opposite. I've loved it, but this is the reason why I'm guessing you're not a fan of it.
Well, it's I was certainly a fan of the game on Saturday night, and I have to take it back. I mean, without any practice sessions to go by, without any kind of chance to come together as a team. Maybe we could thank the Canadian fans for booing the anthem that brought them all together. But it was a show. It was a throwback kind of a game, and that was great to watch and fun to watch. And I'll freely admit it. And tonight's game, I don't think will have quite the same tone because there's if you're going to win this game, you're going to have to control your emotions. You're not going to be able to let it loose, and like they did in the game on Saturday night. You're going to have to make sure you don't take stupid penalties and wind up in the box and give Team Canada, which has an awesome group of offensively talented players, a chance to do some damage. And you're going to have to look at the goaltending to be extraordinary for Team USA if they're going to have a chance to win this thing. But I am looking forward to it. I take it back. It's been fun to watch it, and you know, I still think it has some problems, and certainly I don't know what's going on with Charlie. I mean, you know, I'll talk to Lyndon later on today and see if he can give me the update, but I feel bad for him that he seemed to elevate his game, and all of a sudden he's hurt, and I was hoping that elevation would carry over to his play with the Bruins, but it looks like it's going to be a while before we get to see some of that.
Yeah, I brought that up early this week as a lead, that he was just seemed to be a different player in those games, and it's unfortunate that he doesn't get the chance to continue. But
he's playing for his father-in-law, right?
But he's also that kind of player in the playoffs, I think. I just feel like he's willing to ratchet it up and hit guys and do more in the playoffs than he is regular season.
Well, I think that applies to just about everybody on the planet. I mean, you can't play at that tempo for 82 games and then double it up with another 25 or so in the playoffs. You're going to run out of steam. You got to measure yourself at some point or another. But anyway, for him, it's really unfortunate because it was an elevated game that he was displaying, and I was hoping for more of it down the stretch so they could get the Bruins to a playoff position.
Mike, you know better than anybody else, and I one of the questions that I'm always asking, and I'd love to maybe hopefully get the answer, is whether they're Canadian players or foreign players, do they hold tournaments like this to a higher regard than winning a Stanley Cup?
I don't know that when they get here and play in the National Hockey League, they hold it to a different standard. But try to put it in a historical perspective. Before the Swedes and Finns came here, the World Championships that are held in April in Europe were the gold standard for them. So those international tournaments made a huge difference, and I think it's rooted in their culture, hockey culture. And so I think when they get the chance to play in these international tournaments and they ratchet it up a notch. But to say that, you know, once they get here and they're making $8-9 million a year, that this is more important than a Stanley Cup, I don't know. I don't know how to measure that, but I do know that when Finland and...
Ooh. Who's calling?
I don't know. It's potential spam.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of that spam stuff lately.
What is
that? There's nothing you can do with spam.
You can try it.
Where were we?
what is your ring song? What is that?
I don't know. Oh. I
kinda, sounds like the standard one right there.
Yeah, it's a standard ring song.
Yeah. I feel like that was the White House telling you to stop DMing Caroline Leavitt.
You know what? Speaking of the White House, what's this guy Trump doing now? I mean, he looks like Doge was pretty good. I like that idea. Now he calls Zelensky a dictator. And what's the matter with this guy?
I apologize. That's on me.
We're all getting $5,000. Let's just.
Aren't we getting $5,000?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I'll take it back.
Your Doge dividend is coming soon. You're going to get a check for $5,000. Goes a long way on the Cape in the winter.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hockey, where's this Lindholm guy coming? When's he coming back to play? Did he lose a leg somewhere along the line?
No setback.
He's been out for quite some time.
And we don't know what it is.
Say broken leg?
Broken bone in his leg. Yeah. They haven't specified.
Oh, what
exactly.
Does that take? 2 years to recover from?
Can we just go back to the McAvoy injury, though? Because we've been going back and forth arguing on whether or not the blame should be on the training staff for the Four Nations. And an interesting point about it is it's apparently the Wild's medical training staff that is working for Team USA. And the Bruins didn't agree with the Wild's training staff when they got Pat Maroon a year or so ago. So it seems like they've had a problem with the way in which the Wild handle things. And now that they're the training staff for Team USA, I just wonder if there's any connection there. And if the staff infection, whatever infection Charlie McAvoy has, is because he was mistreated when it comes to the injury.
I don't have an. I'm going to do the Sergeant Schultz thing on this. I know nothing. It's just I can't make an assessment of this. It's unfortunate, whatever it is, and it sounds like there may have been some issue with the treatment, but it just it's unfair to me to point fingers at people when I don't have the inside scoop. And now in this day and age, you don't get any information. You get a very loose description of what his problem is and not the root cause of it. And I can't, for the life of me, I can't find a way to point a finger at anyone at this particular point. It's unfortunate.
All right. Well, if McAvoy is out for significant time, does that seal the deal on this team?
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Being in the sell position,
I would have to say that they make a huge dent in their chances to make the playoffs. I mean, without Lindholm, without McAvoy, it becomes a very average defensive core. It's not horrible, but it's not, you know, who's going to play the point on the power play? I mean, what are you going to do with a lot of different situations? I mean, you're down to somebody like Lauri as being your top defenseman, and it's a little bit scary to me. And what's also scary to me is that you guys were actually talking about climbing the greasy pole in Gloucester when you go there in June.
Well,
you guys really want to do that?
Shime is going to do it.
Absolutely.
We are going to dangle a rare Pokemon card at the end.
Well, are we going to do that during the show or Thursday or Friday?
I want it during the show, but we have to arrange. Do you know any?
I've been in contact with the guy that runs it. Was overseas on a trip for a while, but he just got back a day or two ago, but I needed some more information from you guys as to when you wanted to be embarrassed.
I think, Shime, you want to do it during the show, right?
Yeah.
What happened to Wiggy? I thought Wiggy was going to do it.
No, Shime's going to be the guy. You know, I saw a few videos and some of those ribs and the way they were landing.
Oh, speaking of food, Greasy Pole is an alternate name for the reality show where you and LB eat food nude.
Yes.
Oh. Gross.
But yeah, I think Shime really wants to do it, and it's not for radio. Like, you really legit want to do it.
Yeah, right? It looks like a blast. I would love to do that. Yeah.
So I would say, Mike, if you can make that happen.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it happen. You'll probably have to, you know, sign a waiver of some sort so that if he gets...
I'll sign any waiver you want.
You got it.
All right.
I'll see if I can make it happen. But
all right. Who do you like tonight?
I'm looking forward to that.
Who do you like tonight?
I always go with a team with a better talent, and unfortunately, in my opinion, that's Canada. But I mean, emotions go a long way in this kind of a situation, but there's so many people that can put the puck in the back of the net. But Hellebuyck has been a terrific goaltender for years now, and he's going to be the answer, I think. If they're going to win, he's going to stop 35 shots and be first star.
Yeah.
Do they boo the Canadian anthem?
What turnabout is fair play, I guess. I would suspect that they will, but should they? That's another question. I mean, we're supposed to be bigger than that, but
yeah.
I think we'll probably hear a good fair numbers of boos in the stands. Don't you think so, Greg?
I don't know, because sometimes I'm surprised. Like, I feel like that
we're Americans, Greg. We're petty. We're booing.
No, I don't think we will. I don't think they will.
There'll be some boo birds.
I hope they don't. I hope they don't.
You don't want it.
No. I think it shows that we're bigger.
Sean McDonough, who's calling the game, was on this radio station yesterday saying he hopes they don't as well.
All right. Well.
Yeah. All right. Mike Milbury, great to talk to you. We will talk to you again next week.
You got it.
All right. There he is, the great Mike Milbury. Here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Lee County Visitors and Convention Bureau. Tonight, it's the Four Nations final at the TD Garden. Puck drop is at 8 between U.S. and Canada. The Tkachuk brothers seem good to go, while Quinn Hughes, who was going to fill in for Charlie McAvoy, is no longer doing so. He had to back out because of an oblique injury. We'll have that game on right here on WEEI with Andrew Razor Raycroft on the call.
Electric tonight.
Any update on tickets for you?
I was offered a ticket yesterday. I had a meeting with great partners of ours yesterday, and mid-meeting they said, would you like to go to the game?
So you're going?
I think I will go.
That's pretty cool.
I can't pass it up.
Very
a little
cool.
Late for my taste. You know?
It's all right, though.
Nosebleeds? Or?
I like to be in bed. Yeah. Probably, I think it was up in the 300s.
Yeah.
So I don't care, as long as I'm in the in the barn, as we say in hockey circles, Curtis.
But that's what makes it, like, the cool thing about it is, like, you get to see all that talent, like, be on the same line and, you know, in, like, power play, you know, like, it's always cool for me to, like, see, you know, you got Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby on the power play together.
Chime, first goal wager this evening, how would you go?
I would probably pick someone from Team Canada again, just like in the first matchup.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's hard not to pick. Actually, you know what? I'll go with Nathan MacKinnon.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Celtics back in action tonight as well. They're on the road to take on the Sixers at 7 p.m. Xavier Tillman is the only one who's listed on the injury report. And Red Sox fans, it's time for spring training in Fort Myers. Cheer on your favorite team at JetBlue Park, then explore the area between games. Turning your love for baseball into a relaxing vacation just feels right. Start planning at visitfortmyers.com.
We will be there starting Tuesday at Fenway South. Curtis, any idea when it comes to guest lineup at this point?
Yeah, well, I got a guest right here right now. James came in to say hello, so he's here. Say hello, James. We are in Florida here, and James is about to take the, we have everybody that you want to hear from coming on the show. So, James, you want to give the weather?
Oh, yeah. He does.
9 degrees.
What is 9 degrees?
9 degrees. That's the weather.
That's cold, James.
Wow, he nailed it, though.
Yeah, he did.
All right.
I can't really hear him.
All right, there it is.
It's so cute.
9 degrees. It's cold.
Yes. I don't know, Shime. Are you aware of who we have lined up guest wise next week? As a proper tease?
I don't. I think it's a whole cast of characters, like Alex Cora. I believe Breslow will join the show as well. Maybe even Bregman.
Okay. All right. We'll try to lock that down, and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.